And you mentioned Brexit. It does feel, as you say, as though the rhetoric from government about what a no-deal Brexit would mean has increased. Mm. Whether or not you decide that that means that there's more or less of a risk of that, it's certainly not going to be doing much for business confidence. You've released a survey that you carried out of your members about what kind of planning was going on. And to be honest, looking through that, it's quite shocking. Half aren't doing any planning whatsoever for Brexit.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think so it's a mixture of things. I think we probably think some businesses are burying their heads in the sand a little bit, either saying, you know, we don't think this will affect us too much. Or on the other hand, it's just a lack of available information. The no-deal notices that that the government is going to be publishing soon, we hope, will to a certain extent be the first real concrete information that businesses have got from government on what or how they can try and plan for Brexit. So I think, you know, we would say to businesses, look, more of you have to start planning now, because even though we don't think no-deal is the most likely outcome, it is still very much on the table, and you need to be prepared, and that means looking at your supply chain, whether or not even if you don't directly export or import goods, you could be caught up, you know, in a supply chain where that's very important. Your staff, your contracts you have with any other EU companies, other EU countries, there is a whole range of things. You know, we tried to produce some guidance recently for our members, but I think it's fair to say that there has been a vacuum of information from government, unfortunately.
And what are you saying to government at the moment? I mean, aside from anything else, what's coming out of the cabinet itself from ministers seems to suggest that this is a policy that would be hugely damaging to the UK economy, to us, the consumer, but also to the survival of businesses. And yet it's a policy that the government seems happy to let happen, if, to use Jeremy Hunt's words from earlier in the week, it purely accidentally.
I think to a certain extent this is part of the negotiations, that, you know, but both sides are taking their positions and trying to, you know, kind of move the other side a little bit. The government has also equally been clear they don't want no deal. They told us that as well. I think that when it gets down to it, when it gets to, you know, closer to the last minute, hopefully, you know, both the EU and the UK will come together and say, look, this is in neither of our interests for no deal to happen, for us to crash out. We've got to find that sort of compromised position. It's just vital for the economies of trying to get both sides.
But is there a genuine risk, in your opinion? I mean, is that what you're telling your members?
I think businesses should certainly consider it, and they should think about what preparations they can make. It's obviously very difficult, because you don't want to, as a business, you don't want to move too quickly and start taking any drastic steps, for example, like moving any, you know, premises or factories or anything like that. So far, about 10% of our members have taken any action like moving any of their operations, but that would increase substantially in the event of no deal, or certainly as we get closer and if there isn't agreement at the October Council. I think all we can say at the moment is that it's a possibility. We don't think it's the most likely outcome, but, you know, if we don't see that progress we need to in October, it will become much more likely.
Edwin, thank you very much indeed. That's Edwin Morgan, Director of Policy at the Institute of Directors.